Waka koyana ni chukniluni. Hello, thank you for listening. April is National Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness and Action Month, and South Central Foundation is creating awareness of Alaska Native-led services while highlighting hope, healing, and the Alaska Native value of family strength. My name is Polly Andrews, and my Chupik name is Napiriuk. And I am a learning and development training specialist with South Central Foundation's Family Wellness Warriors. I have with me here Marissa Luer, who is here to share her story of resilience and generational strength with us. Thank you for being here, Marissa.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Marissa Luer, and I am Yupik and Caucasian from my mom's side and Peruvian from my natural father's side. My grandparents are from the Yukon River village of Marshall, Alaska. My role at Family Wellness Warriors is a learning and development associate where I support trainings that are about breaking cycles and building resilience to trauma. Most importantly, I am a mother to three beautiful daughters. They are 14, 10, and my little one is 7.
Marissa, I think it's a powerful thing that you mention your work in breaking cycles of trauma. And you have a powerful story of breaking cycles within your own family. It's a story about someone who comes into the lives of a couple of children who needed a safe place. Can you tell us how your story of fostering first began?
Yes. It began when my sister was struggling with addiction, which resulted in her child being removed from her care. Our family came together to talk about how we could support, and my sister chose me to foster her child. I stepped in, but I encouraged my sister to fight for her child, and I was there for her as emotional support.
It was a vulnerable and strong thing that you did for your nieces. And I'm curious, Marissa, at what point did your fostering the girls transition into a situation where you knew it was going to turn into something more?
I knew it would turn into something more when my sister continued to go deeper in addiction. That's when my heart changed from auntie to mom. I felt like my 10-year-old already knew, because in the beginning she would call me auntie. But as time went on, she started calling me mom, so I never corrected her. I grew a motherly bond with her. A few years later, my sister had another child, and she too was removed from her care. I was asked if I could take her sister in, so I stepped into that place.
Marissa, it's a hard thing to choose to take on, in a permanent way, the lives of these little girls who needed a safe home. Yet you chose to adopt them. As a single mom, you stepped into the role and decided to be that forever place for them. What was it that led you to this decision?
I prayed hard on it. My heart wanted the girls to be with me and for them to stay together and to stay with our family. I wanted them to know who their family is and where they come from, and I wanted them to have the best life possible. I love them as my own daughters.
You know, Marissa, it reminds me so much of our own Alaska Native values. And the value of family and taking care of one another is something that is central to our Alaska Native culture. I remember a Sukhbiak elder once telling me that in ancestral times, when an issue came up in a family, he said, the village took care of the village. Specifically, it was the aunties and the grandmas. It was the women who came and surrounded the family. Can you tell us what this looked like in your own family, in your Yupik heritage?
Yes. When adoption was complete, my grandma said, I sure am proud of you, Marissa, for stepping up and adopting both girls. She said, I knew you could do it. I looked at her and asked her how she knew. She said, well, remember that black and white photo I showed you of myself as a little girl with my family at Beaver Camp? My grandma then said, that was my adopted family. My natural mom gave me to another family because she couldn't take care of me. My grandma told me that this family in the village took good care of her and taught her about her culture. It's then that my grandma told me about our family's generational history of adopting and caring for children. And my grandma said, I just knew you could do it, because you have a big heart, and that's all it takes.
That's so powerful, Marissa. A lot of the times we talk about generational trauma and how harm can trickle down our family generations. But we must not forget that our family strengths and Alaska Native values can trickle down the generations too. And the positive values that we take care of each other, we take care of family, and that we can be there for the healing of another. These are our Alaska Native values. This is who we are. You know, there was a time, Marissa, when I was that little girl too who needed a safe place. Early in my childhood, there was trauma in the home, and I experienced foster home placements with people who I didn't know. Eventually, my grandparents in the village heard news, and they quickly stepped in to care for me. From there, I flew to the village and immediately felt the love and the safe place that my grandparents and aunties had to provide for me. I knew I was safe, and I experienced the joy of being a little girl helping at fish camp, picking berries across the tundra. And I, too, was that little girl at springtime beaver camp as your grandmother had been. My grandparents and aunties changed my life because they showed me what it means to be a family that cares for one another, a family who breaks cycles and lives out our Alaska Native values. Marissa, today, the work that you do is around addressing trauma, and Family Wellness Warriors offers training intensives that get to the root while providing a safe place for people to share story. Can you tell me a little about what your experience was like when you attended one of those trainings?
When I first attended an Arga House intensive, I didn't think I had a story. But today, I see that my story is part of who I am, and the trainings taught me skills that foster healthy communication and healthy relationships. Because of the tools I learned, my children know they have a voice. They also know they have a mother who will listen to them and respond to them in healthy ways. My hope is for the parents that are out there struggling, know that there is hope. There is hope in breaking cycles. There is hope in returning to our values. There is hope in living different and healed lives.
Koyana Chaknak, thank you very much, Marissa, for sharing your story with us today. Each person's journey towards hope and healing looks different, and there is no set way on that journey, but today we see our own Alaska Native tribes leading healing programs across the state. For parents searching for culturally rooted programs, there are Indigenous-led trainings such as Jalrijarak, which is a training on healthy living facilitated by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Additionally, Family Wellness Warriors provides an Office of Children's Services approved learning circle called Family is Sacred, and it provides tools for families raising children to promote positive changes in the home and community. To learn more about culturally rooted trainings and programs, call Family Wellness Warriors at 907-729-5440. And again, thank you to KNBA Radio for opening space for South Central Foundation to share story during April Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness and Action Month. The village takes care of the village, and it takes us all.